Friday and Saturday, I was driving down to Portland on Friday and back on Saturday, and had a lot of opportunity to hear a lot of talk radio.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
So, the gist of it all is this. Dark times are coming. And dark times are going to win, according to the radio talk show people. Dark times are coming, and I don't argue that. I think that dark times are coming. Yeah. But these texts today tell us something about that, too. So first of all, there are all these beautiful invitations. Paul and Barnabas, they're on the mainland, and they get this call, or they're on the island rather, and they get this call from Macedonia to come and help us. Come and help us. This is a great thing. I mean, that beautiful thing that the choir did today, right? Come on down, right? And bring us power, bring us love, bring us grace, right? Is that what the three? Mm-hmm. Beautiful, right? This is the invitation that we are offering. God, please come. It's more of a hope than an invitation, maybe, but come on down. Help us. We are in trouble. We need you. It's what our prayer is for. So there's that beautiful invitation. And then there's Lydia at the end when Paul does some preaching, and Lydia is like, wow, yeah. And she and her family are baptized. And then she says to Paul, come to my house and stay. So the idea that God or God's messengers or God's representatives come and stay with us, this is just an amazing thing. And it happens. You know it happens. You've had people come to your home, have you not, who are just like, wow, what a grace this person has been to my home. So I started thinking about that. And I thought, wow, okay, who are the people that have... a lot of people have graced my house, but three sort of famous people have come that I just have been bowled over by. The first was, I had the opportunity a couple of times, Virginia and I, to have Daniel Berrigan into our house. Which, this is like, if you don't know who Daniel Berrigan is, remember back in the 60s, he was one of the two Jesuit priests, he and his brother Philip, and they were very strong against the Vietnam War, and he's just a brilliant man and a beautiful, soulful person. And anyway, that guy was in my house a couple of times for like a couple of weeks. And when he was coming, I thought, I got to clean up the house. Right? You know, we could do that for everybody. Some of you have guests, you come and clean up. But it really wasn't clean up the house. It was, I got to clean up my soul. I got to clean up my life. I got to think about this, you know? Daniel Berrigan is in my house, and I'm thinking about watching the baseball game while he's here? No. I mean, not that baseball's wrong, not that. No, not at all. But it's like, his presence was such that it was like, I want to be better. I want to be closer to God. I want to be like that guy. And holy mackerel. And here's another thing. You know, it's not just me. Thomas Merton, in his journals, talks about this young Jesuit priest who's come down, Daniel. And he just, every time he comes, he lights up the abbey, right? The monastery. And Thomas Merton saw it in him too. Wow. So that, his coming was this beautiful gift of God. Like, here, have this. And then I had the opportunity to have Lema Bowie, who was a Nobel Prize winner for her work in praying and stopping a civil war in Liberia, a horrible, bloody civil war, right? And she's coming into our house, and it's like, oh, I got to clean up again, right? Yeah, the stuff that she did. I mean, it was amazing what she did. She gathered up Christian and Muslim women, and when the president who refused to... There was a group of guerrillas who were fighting, and the president refused to negotiate with them, and the president had to go from his house to his White House in Monrovia, in the capital of Liberia, and the women, 1,000 women would gather on the road, on the side of the road, and they would be praying in the dirt every time, and he would pass by every day, and they would be praying for peace every day. And then all of a sudden things changed. I mean, it was an amazing thing. And if you don't know the story of Lema Boye, you should listen. You should go find the video. I think it's on Netflix still. Pray the Devil Back to Hell. Amazing stuff. Anyway, she's in my house, this woman who did this stuff. And I'm like, oh, a visitation from God. Another visitation. And then the third was Patrick Otuma. Thank you. Patrick Otuma. He stayed in my house. This is a guy who was instrumental in talking to both sides and about the peace in Ireland, in Northern Ireland. I mean, the troubles in Northern Ireland. In a poet. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He spoke. He wove these beautiful words of peace and reconciliation and struggle and clean up my life again. It's just, these are the kinds of things that are just absolutely rich and beautiful and wonderful. And they all, I think, are tiny representations of what Jesus is talking about when he's talking to his disciples, when he says, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. My Father and I are coming to you. We are coming to you. That to me is like, God is going to rent a space. No. God's moving. And Jesus and that promise is like the down payment on the house that God is moving into. And these people, who are these wonderful people of peace, are the down payment for us. God's up there thinking, oh, I've got to go visit heaven. I mean, I've got to go visit the earth. I've got to go down. What am I going to take? I got to pack. I don't have to pack a lamp. I got the lamp. Who's the Lamb of God? I got a lamp. I don't need that. I'm going to need some leaves for the healing of the nations. God knows they need that. I'm going to need some holy water from the river of life. I'm going to need, what else am I going to need? I don't need any bars on my gates because they're going to be open. But, oh, no, wait a minute. And then he stops and says, wait a minute, what am I doing? Why am I packing? I'm just bringing all of heaven with me. I don't need to pack anything. I'm bringing it all. And that's the vision that John has in Revelation. That God finally just says, no, I'm not just giving it piecemeal. I'm bringing heaven itself to earth. After all, they've been praying for centuries, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I'm coming. And so God decides, I am going to change my address. I am coming to earth. And I'm bringing heaven with me. And that promise, my peace I give you, that's our down payment. And when we have times of darkness, and when we're afraid, and when we don't know exactly what to do, we return to that deposit, that down payment. Ah, that's right. Peace. Reconciliation. It's coming. It's coming. And, dear people, keeping your eyes open, it's here. It's here. And it happens in ways we are totally unexpected to happen. So, all of those wonderful, beautiful visits that I've had, I told you about, which I do think are down payments on God's peacemakers and God's justice and God's mercy and God's compassion. So, I got to go visit. So, for months, I was agonizing. My sister and my brother-in-law are having their 50th anniversary, and it's all the way in Baltimore, so I've got to t- take, and I don't have much time, so I had to, I don't really want to go. I would really rather not go. My family and I are really kind of in the, on the outs, and my sister and brother-in-law are we're about this far apart, as far as you can get on everything, really. Just about everything. It's family. Right. You know, everybody knows some of this, right? If you didn't know before, you've known it since the pandemic, right? There's these incredible schisms that have happened, and it's horrible and it's terrible. And it also made me think, I am not really wanting to go. But I woke up one morning, and it was like, it was a little bit like this guy in Macedonia. Come, come. And I told Virginia, I think I gotta get a ticket. And she said, I think you should. So that was the affirmation. And I said, okay. So I went. I traveled 2 days for a day and a half worth of visiting. I was exhausted. So I got there, and it was beautiful. My brother and sister-in-law and my sister and another sister and brother-in-law all packed into the car to come pick me up at the airport. Lovely. What a lovely thing, huh? I mean, these are people that I am kind of feeling on the outs with, and there they are, all of them piled into this car like I'm this long-lost loved brother. And wow, that was interesting enough. And then, so the next day is the party, and my sister and the one who's having the anniversary and her husband come in. It's a surprise. We're at this Elks Lodge or something, and we're all sitting at tables, and my sister and brother-in-law come in, and they're surprised by it, and then they start going table to table to table, and they're saying, oh, hi, yeah, oh, this is great, and they were very surprised, and then they come to my table, and my sister goes, oh, you came, and I said, I did, I came, and she starts weeping. Oh, can you imagine? This is the one, we're like this, right? But we're not. You came. And then she's talking to we're hugging each other, and I'm crying and she's crying. And then she goes to some other people at my table who I had, friends of hers, and they're saying, are you all right? Are you all right? And she said, my brother came all the way from Washington State. My sister came from Texas. Can you believe it? And they're like, oh, they must love you. And I was like, I didn't know how much I loved her. But now that you mention it, I love her. Come, O God. Give us power. Give us love. Give us grace. Give us new eyes to see. Give us eyes that can see in the darkness. Give us eyes that can see into the darkness to see you and to see your light, the Lamb, the slain Lamb who gives himself for us, who shines into the world, and who will bring reconciliation, healing to the nations, to our families, to ourselves. Oh, dark days may come, but that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it.
Amen.
Amen.